the Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
Welcome back to the Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. I am Josh Zinke. Tony O and Matt Misler run those ones and twos. Didn't have play next to Ben in that. That's why you had that small dead air. I'm sorry to all those driving around or who thought for a
second. You're ruining the podcast by that. You know that, right? People don't know that. They just hear glorious.
Right. Well, actually, the people that listen to the podcast won't know because it doesn't hear the audio as well.
So unless I'm recording it.
Or unless you're, yeah.
See?
Well, then you're going to get fined. WWE's calling.
Cash me outside.
A couple other congrats go around. Women's gymnastics team, Liz Plocky. You've been to the event last year or year before, Tonio? You've been to a gymnastics event?
I think I went to, yeah, when I did the Where in the World is Tonio
segment.
I think
segment. That was 2 years ago, well, maybe last year. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they have yet another dynasty, you know, going on.
Yeah.
They make it to their 23rd NCAA championships. Is that right?
Yeah. First out of six. I think it was in Morgantown in West Virginia. West Virginia was actually, I think, higher ranked, right? Was I right going into that?
And yeah, then, I think they were the higher ranked one. I think that's the reason why they were the host.
Right.
As
but
well.
Ended up not winning it. So Michigan wins with 197.350. Liz Plocky, obviously, it's Michigan, you know? You want the best coaches. Best athletes, and that's why I think there's a surgence of other teams that may have not been performing as well. When you have someone like her 23 times going to the national championships, yeah, I know there's not as many Division I gymnastics teams as there is other sports, but I'm saying you go, you know, 23rd straight time. So congratulations to the gymnastics team. Tony, are you getting ready for baseball season at all?
I am getting ready for baseball season. I've watched Bull Durham in preparation.
Right.
Get in the mood for opening day.
Okay.
Coming up.
Yes.
Second dick.
Yep. And that is one of great times for me. I love baseball. It's maybe a little faster than I thought approached. World Baseball Classic, America won, which they were going to win anyways.
America.
Team America. Jim America. Leland. And the rest of them. So baseball, are you a Tigers fan, Antonio? Because you are from around here? Or
yeah, I'm.
Lines to other teams.
I would call myself a Tigers fan, but I'm not. You know, I've never lived in Detroit. I've been to maybe, you know, probably less than 10 games in my life. So I'm kind of on the periphery of.
Still,
you know,
very young though. You're still
true,
very young.
True fandom, but I'd certainly consider them my team.
Okay. Who's your player then? Who's your Tiger? Roar.
Well,
Brandon Inge?
At this point, I don't really have one. Yeah, I used to like Inge. I used
Prince
to
Fielder?
Like Avila, Curtis Granderson before he went to the Yankees.
Right. Fielder?
But I don't know. Right now, I don't know. I don't really have a particular. I haven't been that, you know, over the past, you know, what is it, year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
It's kind of been a little bit of a down slope.
Right. So Monday coming up will be opening day. That's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Be the last opening, or last week was the last Monday without baseball until October. So it'll be baseball every day, pretty much. And it will ruin some of the M zone, Tony O, because there are games at 3:45 the next few days. I think Tuesday we have a show because I'll have that day off. They always do that. Ms., you're a baseball fan?
Yeah.
And who's your team?
Tigers are my team.
Who's your Tiger?
I would say right now my Tiger was probably JD. JD's definitely been, Jack Daniels Martinez.
Okay, and you know he's out.
Yep, he's out for a while. I do know that.
He's on the DL, the 10-day DL list. You like that? They changed
They changed the days?
Yeah, it's now 10-day.
Because I know that they had, like, they last season I thought they had where it was a 10-day, like, concussion protocol disabled list kind of thing. But yeah. I always thought it was a 7-day or.
Yeah, it was a 7-day concussion, 15, 60, 30, 60. No, it was 15 and 60. And then it doesn't matter. They shouldn't even call it a 15 or whatever. Because really, you can bring the guy back as long as it's less than. Or, you know, or. So if it's a 10-day, you can't bring him back before the 10s. But yeah, we all know JD's going to be out more than 10 games for the Tigers with some kind of muscle. don't know. He gets injured a lot lately. I think we need to make sure he's not.
Joel Zamaya?
Well, Guitar Hero, man. Guitar Hero on that one.
Listen, I was lit on that.
So, James McCann behind the plate. Alex Avila backing him up. So, Tony, if he's one of your favorite Tigers, he's back on the team. Thanks a lot for coming back, Alex. I'm so glad we could pay you $2 million when there's some other better catchers. I believe we could have paid cheaper.
Cheated.
First base, Miguel Cabrera. He looks like he'll be ready and going for opening day. Looks like he might have missed it, some back issues, but he's ready to go, WBC kind of. You swing a little too hard at the WBC, and I understand that happens, and you don't want it to happen to your Tigers.
Just pump them full of meds.
Well, I think that's been going on for some time now. That's why he feels
keep pumping them full of meds.
Ian Kinsler will be your second baseman. I think that this is the year that, I mean, obviously he's going to be batting one. He's the number one. He's the leadoff hitter. Very good at his job. Shortstop, who are you thinking, Miz? Iglesias? Omar Infante?
No, because they released Infante.
They did?
I believe so. They either released him or they sent him down or they optioned him to Toledo.
Idiots.
I know. Stupid idiots. And I do think it's probably going to be Iglesias. If not, I mean, and I think Moya at one point was going to, could have contended for it, wasn't it? Is Moya shortstop?
No, Machado?
Machado, that's it, yeah.
All right, third base, can we say his new name, Nicholas? You can't call him Nick anymore, Nicholas Castellanos. Nicholas, he wants to go by Nicholas.
Castellanos or
Castellanos? I thought it was a St. Patrick's Day thing, but it looks like they're calling them that. Big change, so throw away your baseball cards that have Nick on it, because you're not, those aren't worthy.
That's worth a lot of money, maybe.
So the outfield is the biggest concern for the Tigers, because you have Martinez on the DL.
Right.
The other two guys, you're not sure if... So the actual center fielder they named is Jacoby Jones.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to it.
Does he have a lot of speed, though? Do you think he... He has power.
He does
have
enough power.
Speed for center field, especially in Comerica?
I think maybe... I mean, I know that he announced him as a starting center fielder for Monday, I thought. But, I mean, if you move him over to right field... you know, to kind of fill in that spot for J.D. Martinez until he's healthy enough to come back. I think that's a good fit for him. But I do think, as far as center field goes, as far as the guys you got called up right now, you probably got to go with Tyler Collins right now.
Yeah, Tyler Collins in right field. Moya, Steven Moya. Man, I feel bad for the guy because I feel like I would call him the Matt Misler of the Detroit Tigers.
Hard doesn't
worker,
do anything.
Top prospect, kind of guy that just haven't. He's a 4A kind of guy. Didn't really have room, didn't he? So he got pushed to a point where he's not a prospect really anymore. He's a guy they can use. I think I was surprised that he snuck through waivers. And he's down in Toledo again. Not saying you are. We're not sending you down anywhere.
Damn it.
And he'll be in Toledo, but I'm shocked that no one took a waiver on him just to have him around. We saw that during the spring, where a lot of guys would go from one team to the next until they were trying to find the right pieces. But I guess, yeah, Steven Moya's in Triple A, and hopefully whatever those flaws that I guess are glaring because teams are just letting him go, he can fix those, even though obviously he hasn't been able to since he's been down there for some time. And then Justin Upton is your left fielder making like $45 million a year or a game or something like that.
Heated.
I just hope that at some point – he realizes his better playing somewhere else is better for him. Why? Because that contract is on him, meaning he's the one that can cut that contract short. No one else can. I mean, I guess they can waive him and pay him all that money, but why would you do that? So hopefully Upton at the end of this year, no matter what, if he hits 40 home runs, steals 40 bases, he still goes somewhere else because that contract's way too much for the Tigers. And so they're back up Matuk, which they got in the he's all right, but I don't think he's everyday kind of guy. The outfield is very weak. It's a little league kind of outfield. You might want to put four guys out there like in little league.
Beer league softball kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and so Martinez comes back. Starting pitcher is Justin Verlander. We all think Justin's back to his usual.
Yeah.
Yeah? Tony, you think he's back to where he was when he started his career until Kate Upton entered the
zone? I don't know. I have my doubts just because it's kind of, I mean, he hasn't been as when I remember going to some of those games when he was just on fire.
Yeah.
When he was throwing no hitters like they were nothing. And ever since though, the consistency hasn't been, you know, he's had great games, but he hasn't been as just like, you know, on the money every single game. So I don't know. I'm going to wait and see.
Second dick.
All right. Can you get Sadhorn fired up, Miz? We'll need that in a second. Michael Fulmer, he's a second-year guy. I don't think he'll regress as much. As Verlander said, that he's far beyond his years. A bunch of pitches. He actually knows how to pitch, not just throw fastballs. It's a lot different. Jordan Zimmermann, he's the big guy for the Tigers in the pitching rotation. Can he stay healthy? They're paying him a lot of money, too, to be a third number three guy. Miz, your thoughts on Jordan Zimmermann?
If he's healthy, I think he'd be a great improvement, but that's his big issue. I mean, last year we didn't really get to see a lot of him because of his lingering injuries that he had throughout the season.
Yeah, start off hot and then
I think if he stays healthy, we might be able to see the potential of a good, you know, number two pitcher.
All right. Daniel Norris and Matt Boyd will be backing up. That's four. No.
Sorry.
Maybe you're right on the Daniel Norris Sadhorn.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I like Matt Boyd.
Yeah, Matt Boyd's great.
Matt Boyd, I think, finally, there's going to be some games, I'll be honest. He's the Rick Porcello of the Detroit Tigers.
But Rick Porcello was good, though.
But there was some times where he'd go in the first thing and give up like eight runs. And then he was out.
Jeremy Bonderman?
Bonderman, too. All right, so our Sadhorn was going to go to Lowe and Mike Pelfrey, who have both left the team, and thankfully... No, it's not glorious.
It is!
It is not glorious. Mike Pelfrey, bad signing. We'll have to eat that money, and that hurts the team overall. Relief pitching, Justin Wilson, Bruce Rondon. Do you think he's grown up? Grown up since, what, a year and a half ago when he sent home early?
Maybe.
We'll get him on the phone. If you're Kate Upton, 734-998-1050, 734-998-1050, Kate Upton, 734-998-1050, Alex Wilson, Kyle Ryan, and the long guy will be Anibal Sanchez to start the year. I think the real reason why he's a long guy is because they changed his arm slot, and set it up over the hand, it's farther out, and because of that, I think he needs a lot more work on it because they really just started doing that, and... You know, end of February, maybe not even that, middle of March, they started having him do that. So he'll work on that. Maybe he'll join the rotation because I don't think Norris will stick because of injury or something else. We'll see. So where do the Tigers finish? Matt Misler, you're up first. There are five teams in the Central. Where do they finish?
I'm going to say they finish third in the Central. I think they finish behind KC and Cleveland. But I wouldn't be surprised that the dark horse in the division might actually be the White Sox too, though.
And why?
Don't know. They don't have Avila?
Good. Tony O, 1 through 5, where do they finish in the Central?
I'll say second, like this past year.
Behind Cleveland again?
Probably, yeah. What about you?
I think, wow, this is a tough one because I do kind of think, all right, can I go by, in July they have to be in first place.
Okay, I can agree
with that. They have to be first or within a game or two of Cleveland.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
If not, we're going to see a lot of these guys traded off. Victor Martinez, the guy we haven't named, he's got the hernia surgery that no one knew about.
He's bionic, I think, now.
Well, yeah, I think he's getting there. He's pretty much getting all those parts fixed. So I think those are the guys we're going to see. Justin Wilson's probably the first guy to go, and you'll see Kinsler. All these guys trade off. If July, they're not in first or within a few games of Cleveland. If they play like they did against Cleveland last year, this year, they won't even be close to it.
0-11 to start it off?
Exactly. Then there's Kansas City. Kansas City has a lot of one-year guys, which they started getting younger somewhat because they traded Wade Davis and a lot of these one-year guys, and then they had the loss of Ventura. They do have like 8 starting pitchers, though. There's guys that are going to be in their, you know, bullpen. Matt Stram is a guy who can start pretty much on a lot of teams, will be in the bullpen. So I really think if you're asking me, if they're not in first, they're going to trade off guys. So third. I'll go third. Because Cleveland's going to be up there. KC's going to be up there because they have the one-year guys. And if not, they'll flip. So whoever's better.
You just made the list.
KC or Detroit. Second, third place. Depending on who's hotter going into July. White Sox, I understand where you said dark horse. They have a lot of young kids. They traded off. You know, they got rid of, who's the one guy? Chris Sale.
Yep, he's in Boston now.
He's gone. He's in Boston. I have them winning the World Series. I'll get your guys' pick in a second. And I think the White Sox with Moncada, the guys they got back in that trade, are going to be studs. Moncada's my rookie of the year. I just think that.
Out of curiosity, because you've got, I think most of us got the Tigers in that little race, at least for the wild card. Do you think they get one of those wild card spots?
No, they don't. They're too old. Leland's not coming back. Brad's still the coach. They're just not worthy enough to finish there. And I feel like injuries are a big part. When they have injuries, not like John Cena, we're coming back instantly. These guys take a lot longer. So. All right. Miz, your pick for the World Series winner before the season starts.
San Diego Padres. No. Yeah. Everyone is on that Boston Red Sox bandwagon.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with another dark horse myself.
To win the whole thing?
To win the whole thing.
Got it.
I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Anaheim Angels of California.
Wow. All right. We'll make sure that's saved, because that's something to go back on. You might be the only one picking that
I'm going extremely dark horse.
And is there any reason? I mean, Pujols is kind of getting old. You know, they got the outfield's kind of cleared up somewhat, but all right.
No, no reason. Just dark horse.
All right, Tonio, do you have a World Series pick?
I kind of want to take the Red Sox, but because, like you guys said, it's kind of just become a bandwagon at this point. So, I don't know. I mean, I could see the Indians could have another good season this year. I mean, I think I don't want to pick them though because they're in our division. So right. I don't know. I'll say.
What about the Cubs? You know, they won it last year.
I don't think they can go back to back.
Actually, you know, their roster does look pretty nice for the next, you know, four or five years. So, I don't know. I think between Chicago, the Red Sox, and the Indians, I mean, I think all three of them.
I just don't think the Cubs can go back to back, though.
You don't? Why not?
I don't know.
They haven't done it in so long, so once they do it, you know, and Contreras, the catcher / outfielder, they still have Chris Bryant. They have all these guys.
I know they've got a very
Zorb and Madden. Come on.
They've got a loaded lineup. I understand that.
Dancing with the Stars, David Ross.
he's done though.
I know. Obviously, he's dancing on the Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, that's my pick. The Cubs versus the Red Sox. Red Sox win it. I know a lot of people are like, well, with that rotation of Porcello, David Price, Chris Sale, Stephen Wright, and there's a bunch of other guys that they don't even need starting.
Well, on top of that, too, you don't know if when David Price will come back.
He'll be back. He'll be back. He's going to be like
I know he'll be back. It's just when he'll be back.
Well, he's like Tanaka for the Yankees. His arm's been tearing for years, but Tatanka? Somehow he keeps. Yeah, Tanaka. Yeah, yes. All right. So, yeah, that's it. Rookie of the year on the National League side of things, Hunter Renfroe. Get that name wrote down. He's for San Diego. Tons of power. I think he's going to be the rookie of the year on that side. That's my thought.
Okay.
All right, so let's take another break. When we come back, we will have a special guest. Tonio, you won't like this next segment. You're listening to Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.
Second Dick.